Fridays, we bring you moments from StoryCorps. StoryCorps is an oral history project that collects the stories of everyday people from around the country. Oftentimes, family members interview one another. Recently, Seth Fleischauer interviewed his grandfather at a StoryCorps booth in New York. William Jacobs is 83. Back during World War II, he was training to become a B-26 pilot until he was injured in a car accident. Here, William Jacobs remembers a visit from his fiancée's mother while recovering in a military hospital.
Right after the accident, a nurse came into my room and she said, Lieutenant, you have a visitor. I said, well, tell her to come in. And in comes Mrs. Gropper, which is the name that I knew Claire's mother by. And she said, I have to tell you some things. She said, I heard Claire on the telephone last night saying how happy she was, and she's talking about we're going to have babies and so on and so forth. And I have to tell you something. Claire cannot have children. She cannot conceive. She had never made Claire aware of this and wanted to know if I was willing to marry her anyhow. And I said, yes, Mrs. Gropper, I am ready to marry her anyhow. And she took a deep breath and she said, Billy, then I want to ask you something else. Would you be willing to adopt children? And I said, yes, Mrs. Gropper, I would be glad to adopt children, and I would do so. And she was very relieved. And she says, I only have one other question then, Billy. How are we going to tell Claire? And I said, Mrs. Gropper, I will tell her myself on our wedding night. And that's what happened.
Throughout my life, you've been a source of inspiration for me.
Well, thank you, Seth.
But I think the biggest thing that you did was the dedication that I saw you give to Grandma in those last, 7 or 8 years that she had Alzheimer's. That example of true love and true dedication, especially for someone like me, a child of divorce, who, you know, I've never really been given a great example of a very strong relationship. That's the biggest thing that you've brought to me.
I found that absolutely painless, taking care of her. So I guess I did have true love for her. Never for a minute did I ever think, God, when is this going to be over? I never, ever thought that. And I find that since she's died and I've kind of been floundering and trying to figure out what to do with the rest of my life, I find this period to be much more unsatisfactory than all those years of caring for her. In retrospect, I just didn't find that much of a burden at all.
I think that's what was so remarkable about it for me. Thank you very much for doing this, Grandpa.
Well, it was very special for me, Seth, and just looking at you and answering you with your eyes looking into mine and mine into yours, it's just great. It really is.
I love you, Grandpa.
Thank you, Seth. I love you, too.
William Jacobs and his grandson, Seth Fleischauer, talking to each other at a StoryCorps booth in New York. StoryCorps has two mobile booths. One is now in Portland, Oregon, while the other is in Murray, Kentucky. To find out how you can participate or listen to more StoryCorps interviews, visit npr.org.